completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.
Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. You know I miss you, right? You know what it is. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Billionaire Benny. And we have another extraordinary show like we always do. And just in case you haven't downloaded the brand new app, make sure you go to the App Store for your iPhone or your Android and download the Bashani Radio app. That way you can have us in your pocket and you can join 3 million other people that are listening to some of the greatest shows around the world. Okay? Or for some reason you don't have a phone, you can listen online at BashaniRadio.com. That's B-S-H-A-N-I Radio.com. Okay? I'm so glad to have you here. We have another extraordinary show. Like always, we like to bring you information that informs you and helps you grow. All right? Today's guest is an extraordinary entrepreneur. His name is Michael Burgos. Michael started in retail banking with intention on understanding all aspects of the banking business. His main mission and passion was in helping people understand simple finance. He knew he could make a huge impact on his clients through financial education. He was quietly promoted to running 7 bank branches, applying his leadership and skills, and being multilingual played a huge role in his success. Michael fluent in 5 languages, which are Creole, French, Spanish, Portuguese, and English. Michael decided to open up another chapter and further this endeavors by opening a financial services business, focusing heavily on helping his clients improve their credit, along with budgeting and asset protection. Within 3 short years, his leadership was responsible for over $30 million in gross sales in his personal team and the 3rd highest earner out of 100,000 agents. He was always fascinated about building long-lasting wealth in the real estate market. Michael has recently published his books about personal journey from facing life-threatening events, facing homelessness, to build massive supply success rapidly. He was able to gain experience in different industries, being mentored by great leaders, and self-educate himself in multiple languages. Michael has spoken in front of thousands of entrepreneurs. His eloquent way of connecting with others makes him a prominent speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I introduce you to Michael Burgos. Michael, thank you for being here on the Benny Randall Show. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing wonderful, Benny. How are you?
Come on, man. You know I'm blessed and highly favored. Indeed, indeed. Oh, man, that was an extraordinary bio. I love that. Let's start from the beginning, Michael. When did you know, or did you ever know, you would be where you're at today?
Wow. How far back do you want me to go?
Can you go back to about 1940? No, I'm just joking. No, go back to the beginning when you recognized it, Michael. You know what I mean? Like, when you were a kid, did you know at the point you're at right now, was this a vision back then, or did it just happen as time went by?
Well, before I even answer the question, I want to first thank you for just having me on this platform. It is a blessing. It is an honor to be serving and be representing yourself, everyone else, and to be serving all the listeners here. So that's first, I want to say thank you. I want to give all thanks to God as well.
Absolutely.
As we proceed with our convo. So Beanie, I'm going to take you into a little journey. So I hope that I don't lose you. I don't lose anyone, but it's not the traditional story. It's going to be sounds too good to be true, but it's going to sound like it's impossible that it actually happened. If that's okay.
No problem. I don't believe in impossible. I believe I'm possible. So you go right ahead.
That's what I'm talking.
You know what I mean? I'm good. Possible. There's no such thing as impossible, but let's ride with it, Brother Michael.
Let's go. Just right. So I'm a very high energy guy. So I'm going to speak with a pretty good speed, but I'm going to pace it as much as possible. So I was born in Dominican Republic. I grew up in Haiti. I was abandoned as a child. Didn't know where my mom was. Never had a phone call. I had an idea what she looked like, but never saw a picture. So I was raised by a sister. I grew up in Haiti. So the two cultures, they do have their differences. So I pretty much had to really hide my identity for a whole entire, pretty much my whole entire life. So really couldn't, the name Burgos, I couldn't use it. It's just that there, it's like a downgrade. Like, oh, well, you're Dominican. You're not 100% Haitian. So I wasn't too black enough. I wasn't too Dominican enough. So that was kind of like the story behind it. So I was living in the country, pretty much no documents, pretty much while I was there. And growing up, we were growing up very poor, no television, no refrigerator. That's the type of lifestyle. That's kind of like how I grew up. But at a very, very young age, so I really didn't have a lot of friends. I was not treated the way I think I should have been. So I was forced to, you know, look into books. So during the summertime, I always borrow other friends' book for the next class. So I would, you know, draw, I would read, I would try to be as better as possible. So I would just chew up the books as fast as possible. I would learn. And then that was kind of like a way for me to just stay ahead of the game because, you know, it wasn't a mom and daddy situation where I can just lean back. We can go on vacation. I can, you know, tell stories. So I was always reminded that, hey, look, I'm not your mom. I don't know where she is. You know, there's jokes where, you know, some days it's like, well, she's dead. You know, there's a lot of stuff that happened. So that was my concentration right there. That was my relief. That was my hobby. That was my meditation. That was my medicine for me to be in tranquility.
Okay, Michael, Michael, hold on. I want to interject here because you're just not going to run over this big, powerful story just like this. I'm going to interject here. We're going to get to the meat of this, all right? So we're going to slow you down because we know you're speaking like that guy that be like, hey, man, next thing you know, we don't paid $1 billion for something we didn't even know we were buying. So we're going to slow you down right here, brother. So let's go back to the point. So you were born in Dominican Republic. And you were abandoned at birth. Is that what it was?
My mom came to the States around 1 or 2 years old between those two.
Oh, okay. So you grew up the most of your life where?
In Haiti.
In Haiti.
I spent 12 years.
Oh, okay. What was it now being brought up in Haiti? Not wanting to have your identity known, what was that feeling like? And the reason why I asked you that, because Michael, there's a lot of people listening to this, and I'm sure there's some people that might be in that same situation or can relate to that same situation. And I want them to understand the journey, because what I've learned in life, you know, in every lesson, there's a blessing, and in every blessing, there's a lesson. Explain what was going through your head as a child, not being able to truly show your identity and growing up without your mom?
So this is a very, very, very sensitive subject. And growing up as a child, so I didn't even know my last name until I turned about 10 or 11 years old, right before I came into the U.S. and I saw it on a passport. So that was never mentioned to me.
Wow. So so you didn't know you even had a last name? Is that what you're saying?
So I'm Michael Bienemir Burgos, but the Burgos last name was, I found out about it when I saw it on my passport, but it was never mentioned to me. And in school, we just used Michael Bienemir there because that's the French last name. So if I had used the Burgos last name, you know, it would just bring a question mark. Wait, where did you get this? Who are you? It was nice. It was easier to just go along with the other last name. And I never knew. I never knew I had it either.
Okay, so let me ask you something, Michael. And the reason why I want to go a little deep in here, because I want people to understand how you take your pain and turn it into a promise. You understand? So that's why I want to stop you here now. Now, understanding with that beginning, okay, and growing up with, you know, somewhat of an identity crisis, you know, in your life, I'm trying to get to the thought pattern that gets you to where you are now. So let's fast forward a little bit. Now, understanding you couldn't truly identify yourself when you were living in Haiti, what was your, if you do remember, what was your perspective as a child about the world at that moment?
So it was very hard to understand that people care. I lived a life of uncomfortability. Mm-hmm. I never find that type of comfort, never had that leader, that guidance. But at one point it was just like the world was against myself. Mm. I started to think that I was not cool enough. I need to be darker. I just couldn't, convince everyone to believe me. So, you know, jokes where there's jokes as a child or even as friends, they're like, well, you're not 100, you know, you're not 100% this, you're not 100% that. And there's jokes around, and it's not easy to deal with because you lose confidence. You think lower of yourself. It's a low energy. It's a low frequency. And I am constantly battling in my head if I am good enough.
Wow.
Why was I born this way?
Am I good enough? That's about, you know what, you know what I found is striking, Michael, because you spoke of, I'm not dark enough, when there's a lot of people, like, you know, at least when I was growing up, we used to think we're not light enough. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because I was, you know, back in the days, I grew up in Fort Lauderdale. So, you know, chocolate wasn't in. It was all the ways of light skinned brothers with the green eyes and the nice hair, curly hair, as they say, right? You know what I mean? And now that I'm a grown, successful man, chocolate is in. You know what I mean? Now they be like, hey, come here, chocolate. I mean, call me Mr. Midnight. All right. So it's ironic that you say you wasn't dark enough. So the reason why I'm pointing these little things out, because I think in the global sense of everything, there's a lot of young people who feel out of place. You know what I mean? And you know, even as a child, you should think that, you know, I was the black sheep when really I was the diamond. And that's what I'm hearing from you. You used to think that you were the black sheep, and really you were the diamond. You're talking about a man now who speaks five languages. I speak two. I speak English and Jive Turkey. You know what I mean?
I love it.
You know what I mean? But you're a French, Spanish, Portuguese, and English. But before we even get to that point, let us move ahead now as you've gotten a little older and you start to come into play. Where was your mindset at? Because that's where I want to get to, because here's what I've known about great leaders, Michael, and that is they had great testimonials because they had even greater tests as they were growing up. This stuff don't happen overnight. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm trying to establish the chronological order of how your mindset begin to change. So as you get into the teenage years, going through all of that, where is your mindset then that you wasn't dark enough and all of that type of stuff? Where did you begin to pivot to understand how powerful you really are? Where is the pivot? What happened?
So I was always self-motivated. You kind of had no choice but to do everything beyond your ability, because good is not good enough. Great is not good enough. Phenomenal is not even looked upon, because there is no one to look at my report card. It was always like, okay, great. Good job. Okay. That's what you're supposed to do. Or there's no one to even say, okay, hey, good job. Let's celebrate. So there's no, there was never a birthday celebration. It was always like, well, you was born in the wrong time. That's when everybody spend money on Christmas. Your birthday is in January. So those are the things I hear a lot.
Wow.
So over time, I had to build internally some type of comfort zone for myself. Mm. And then here's the defining moment in my life. It's going to shock you. 12 years old, went to Dominican Republic. There too, I wasn't Dominican enough for them. They didn't speak the language. They just look at you and they just pretty much categorize you. So that was the issue there. To kind of speed up the process, I had to really get passports, because that's where my birth certificates were made, mm-hmm. to come to the United States. There's a whole tragedy. Got robbed. There's a lot of things that happened. My own Haitian people that I met there. On my way back, don't even go to what we went there. So on the way back, crossing the border. So legally, you can't let a 13-year-old or 12-year-old kid just cross the border without a guardian. So they wouldn't let me in the other side. So we had to go through the swamp around the water and really get past the Dominican border. So we did that. So now approaching the Haitian border. Same situation. You jump on someone's back, they go around the water, and then you get around the gate. So as I got there, so we got into the bus so that we can get to our destination from the border.
Mm-hmm.
The rebels stopped the bus. They said very clearly, if you do not have a Haitian passport, we will cut you up. We'll cut your head up. You'll be beheaded.
Wow.
Not making this up. My sister was with me. She can, like I said, at any moment she can receive a phone call. She can vouch for it.
Wow.
They start checking passports.
So let me understand. I want you to hold on that story right there. You said the rebels. Are the rebels like policemen in Haiti, or what is the rebels? What are they considered? Like, if I had to make an American analogy.
It was just bandit. A bunch of guys with machetes.
Oh, so they were thieves. They were thieves.
Yes, regular civilians. They're thugs. That's what they do. They hijack cars. They're thugs.
Wow.
So they're rebels. They got guns. They got guns. They got machetes.
So their whole purpose is to profit from other people through fear.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Proceed. I just want to. We have an understanding of what a rebel was. Go ahead.
Now, so be mindful that this is in front of the border, and there's there's a little station there where the police are, just to keep things quiet. So they're sitting over there. These guys stop the bus, check passport. So they kind of move me to the end of the bus. So when they got to me, the passport. So I'm speaking the same language with this gentleman. He doesn't care. He said, give me the passport. I don't care what language you speak. It doesn't matter. I don't care.
Wow.
Give me the passport. But I can't give him the passport. Well, at this point, my sister already had the passport. If I show him the passport, I'm dead. So he's like, okay, well, so do you want to play games? I'm 12 years old. So they pretty much grabbed me out of the bus. So it was a big mess. So everyone is kind of like fighting. They're like, well, you know what? You might as well kill everybody in the bus. You can't just execute the kid just because of he doesn't show your passport. So how did he get over here? So pretty much lay my head on a tire and ready to go.
Hold up. You just, Michael, this is what you ain't going to do. You ain't going to just roll over that powerful piece right there, bro. I'm going to let you know. This is an audio movie. We going to let people understand where'd you come from to get there. So let me back up just a second. You laid your head on a tire to be decapitated. Is that the understanding?
Correct.
Damn. And how old were you?
12 years old.
Wow. Okay, proceed.
2002.
Wow.
So summer 2002. I think it was around this time of the year because I came October 5th. So it was around this time of the year. So, I mean, we can't physically fight them. Well, I'm little. So it was just a back and forth. It was the moment where I was like, okay, this is over. This is it. Like, you know, it's my last prayer. Till today, I don't know how I am here today. I don't know how they let me out.
I think it's called God.
Yes. Yes.
Go ahead.
This is when you just know you're born to be great. Mm-hmm. That's why I was saying that day was the day where things changed for me. So, there was a lot of back and forth. They offered them money or whatever, and they just wanted to go forward with it. At some point, I got shoved into a car. It's hard to even see or logically explain how they let me go. Then the cops kind of get involved a little bit, and it was, you know, they didn't really care, but it got so big because everyone is like, okay, you know, you might as well kill all of us. That's what you're going to do. So the one guy was just sharpening up machete, which is like a sword. So,
right. Yeah. Machete. Yeah. I've seen people with them. They're like the long knives that they cut cane with. Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Sugar cane with. Yes.
So he's pretty much saying, you know, just let me just slice them up. So that was kind of like, that moment I was like, okay, it's just this is it. There's no hope. But I got out of it. Not because I ran away, but you know, I got shoved into a car and it would just kind of sped away. And for the entire day, I was frozen. That happened around 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning. Soon as I got home, it was a school day. I think it was a Tuesday or Monday. I said, I'm going to go to school. They said, well, no, you know, you shouldn't go to school. I said, no, I'm going to go to school. So I went to school because that was the only thing that's the only time I feel good. I had friends in school. That was my meditation. I felt good. I was away from home. I was not hearing negativity. So it was good. So I was busy. I stayed busy in school. But that whole entire day, I made a decision. I said, no human being should ever be treated less than. You should never overlook anyone for what I went through today and everything I've been through in my life. I make a promise to never look someone based on their religion, color, gender, whatever preference that they want, however they live their life. I should never judge anyone. I should always treat people as gold. And that was the promise that I made to my life. I was always with the poor. Like my dad taught me to be, always love the always hang out with the poor, always love them, always give. But I just really sealed this into my heart. No one deserved this. And I had a choice to make. I could hold grudge. I could become a product of that experience and become the most evil human being on the planet. Or I could become very charismatic. I could become a very caring person and pull people from their experiences. So when people talk about racism, classism, ism, all the ism, I laugh. Mm. I laugh
because they have no idea. See, this is why when I approach interviews, we like to take people back. We could have easily went somewhere else with this, but you don't understand how powerful your story is and how many people it will affect. It's only me, you, and about 3 million people, so it's a small little group of us. All right, but your story is powerful, brother, and that's what I want to get across. And don't go nowhere. We'll be right back after this short break.
Yes, sir.
Call call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
You're listening to The Benny Randall Show.
He's a very brilliant man.
It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. Exclusively on the Bashani Radio app.
Download free for your iPhone and Android in the App Store.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, and you're listening to The Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator, a.k.a. Billionaire Benny, a.k.a. the sexiest voice in America. Damn it, I said it and I claim it. I don't care what y'all say, all right? If you're just joining us, you make sure you heard the first part of this extraordinary interview. We're talking to Michael Burgos, and I'm telling you, it went down in the first 20 minutes. You hear what I say? And it's about to go even further down. An extraordinary story. So let us return back to Mr. Burgos and continue this story of triumphant all the way to success. Okay? All right. All right, Mr. Michael, man. I tell you, man, you're bringing chills up my spine with the story, man. See, you know, I read through the book and things like that, but you know what I mean? So I knew there was something deeper going on here. You know, so we left off where you had that pivot. You knew right then after that experience of putting your head on that tower, getting ready to be decapitated at 12 years old, and it didn't happen. So that changed your entire mindset. Let us move forward about the mindset. So explain to the listeners, Michael, about how important and powerful the mindset is as it pertains to achieving anything you want in your life, my friend.
Well, mindset is 90% of everything that we do. I spend almost every day to do at least some type of investment into my mindset and my personal life. And ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who are listening, I don't need to sell you a story. I can't make this up, and I can't, you can't buy this. This is real, and I'm speaking strictly from my heart, and I want to reach people that are going through different situations. I'm giving you raw Mike Burgos. My mindset is what got me here today, and one of the most important things is self-esteem is so important. You know, one thing I learned when I came to America, I mean, this is the, if you're born here, like, first of all, if you're born here, I need you to just take some time throughout the day. Today, if you live here, you're born here, you need to just get on your knees and just thank God. You need to appreciate what you have. This, I don't care how bad it is. You guys have to understand, this is the best land I've ever been. This is the best place to be. Okay. This is the best place. Even though there's differences, there's some stuff. Guess what? It's still not comparable to a third world country. And if I told you when the American soldiers came in back in 90s, I was one of those kids running after this garbage truck. When they throw the furniture away, used clothes, we would be digging up and find used clothes, chairs, stuff that we feel like is valuable, and we bring into our home. I was one of those kids. It doesn't, if you look at my profile, you would not believe it. Yes, I was one of those kids opening up those black garbage bags trying to find something valuable. Yes, that's me speaking. So before I get into the mindset, I want people to know that's how low we came from. So if you ever see kids on TV going to the garbage and stuff like that, yes, I was one of those guys. I didn't say I, you know, I was smart. I never had to eat, but we go look for stuff that we can bring home, you know, chairs, we fix it, tables.
But you know what, Michael, that makes you appreciate all you have. And it's that humble beginning that created the individual we are speaking to now. So I'm glad that you're sharing, because a lot of times, you know, people come on this show and a lot of times people don't want you to know the bad part. They just want you to see the good part. They just want you to see, you know, the part when they got the Ferrari, the part when they got the Porsche. They you know what I mean? They don't want you to see where it started from. And people don't realize that the glory is inside the story. You know what I mean? And that's why I want to take you back, you know, to that point, because I knew there was something powerful in it. So you sharing that, you don't know who you're going to, if you help one person out of this 3 million plus people, you've done a great service, you know, and contribution.
First time I ever shared this.
Right. And that's, and I'm glad because you shared it on the right show. Hot damn, boy, right here on the Vinny Randall show on the Bashani Network. That's right. And that's what we wanted. You know what I mean? We want to get something that you ain't been given to the other people. And that's where we're at right now. So let's move forward. Understanding. I'm so glad that you, one, express to the listeners how appreciative and how beautiful this place we live, in spite of all the differences, it can always be worse. Okay. Now, so let me ask you something, Michael. Is this what caused you to be such a go-getter because you understand how bad it can be?
Beanie, I'm running since I was a baby, the minute that I dropped. So the lesson that I learned and I feel like God gave me, no one is going to save you, Mike. Mm. No one is going to save you. Men up, do whatever you have to do. Woman up, figure what you got to figure out. You have every resources inside of you for you to sprout, for you to be that diamond. You just were going through the process of polishing. But I always say this, you know, wine don't become wine until people crush it with dirty feet. They have to crush those grapes with dirty feet. Mm. Or olive oil needs to be pressed, squeezed. Diamond needs becomes a, it was a rough rock and needs to be polished. So it needs to be pressed. It needs to go into this shining process before. But it was an ugly diamond. The butterfly becomes that. It was in that cocoon first. It was ugly. It was a caterpillar. And then it grew. It goes to the ugly stage. And then it becomes that beautiful butterfly. But that's what I saw myself. And I made a decision when I lost everything. When I said I lost everything, I was the first day that I had to sleep in an abandoned building. I said to myself, Mike, if you're at the bottom, how can you lose? You have nothing. You don't have money. You're an immigrant. You might as well try everything legal possible. And if at the end of it all, you're not successful, God, just take me out. That was my personal, I created a creed for myself. I said, you are not going to cry. You're going to work as hard as possible. You're going to work harder than everybody else. Be willing to be, it's okay to be mistreated. It's okay to be looked down on. You've been through that all your life. If you could just not be sensitive and go through it, I think we're going to make it. We'll be able to get something done. Never cry. Never complain. Take the lowest pay. It's okay. But outwork yourself. Don't compete with anybody. So those are the things that I did when I hit a cycle of sleeping in places and going to 15 addresses in 3 years. And that was just 5 years ago. So that was a decision. That was a mindset that I made. It was no books or anything like that. And then I said to myself, let's go to work. And I was just going after job. I was doing everything that I can. And I got discovered for the mindset question that you asked me. So when I discovered personal growth, man, it was just like sugar. I was addicted to that. I listened to Les Brown said he was, you know, his mom gave them away because they're a twin. And then somebody, you know, the person took him in and then that was his mother. And when I heard that, I was like, I was listening to Les Brown day and night. I saved my little money, bought a little iPad.
I think we lost
in the apartment, the two bedroom apartment.
Mike, you dropped off. Your sound disappeared. I don't know, something happened to your phone or whatever, but if you can go back about 10 seconds, you just totally dropped.
Okay.
Go ahead. You said the part where you dropped off is you said that you saved up your little money to buy an iPod.
iPod Touch.
You're right, to listen to Les Brown, and then you dropped out. So proceed from there.
Yeah, so when I discovered Les Brown, when I listened to his story, I felt like a new person. Like, that's the person I could relate to. And I was just researching. I was trying to find as much stuff as possible on YouTube. And I was like, this is juice for me. And I was like, I can grow. I can expand. Like, there's another side of the world. Like, I can get this. It's just knowing that I have it within me, but it's coming from a different person. And I was like, well, you know what? It's actually, my life is not that bad in comparison to what happened to Mr. Les Brown. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, this is, I'm going to use this. And I started looking for more videos, motivational stuff. So that's what would keep me going. Yes, I had my goals. I was like, okay, I'm going to be in front of the TV from a young age. I knew that. And I was write those things. But when you don't have a GPS, you just have a wish. Mm. A GPS is a plan of action, a step-by-step, a guidance. So that was a mentorship for me. These were the father, the mother for me, the Les Brown, the Brian Tracy. Listen to these guys. And I was like, I was growing so fast. So I made a decision. I said, you know what? You can pick up another language. So for me to even speak to my mother through personal growth, it was just like an injection of boost in my system that says, you got the potential. You can do this. You're actually not doing too bad. Mm. So I said, you know what? Let me learn Spanish. Let me focus on that. Let me learn Portuguese simultaneously, because I couldn't even speak to my mom.
So this was the motivation for learning all these different languages that you speak so fluently. And, you know, in full disclosure, you know, I got to, meet Mike in person when I was down south, and just seeing him going back and forth and speaking to the waiter in another language and speaking to us in English, it was like, it was so cool. You know what I mean? You know, so I wanted to speak to Ron May and Jive Turkey and then back to English, you know, so that we can kind of feel like we was rolling with Mike. You know what I mean? No, I'm just messing with you, Michael. but yeah, so that was the motivation for you learning all these different languages.
Yes. First of all, again, my story, it's almost impossible. So 2002, October 5th, I made it to United States. October 6th, I went to look for my mom, to know her.
Mm.
So you're not going to believe this part. Well, you believe it.
Because telling my listeners they not going to believe it when you are telling us the truth? Stop it, brother. We going to believe it. Just talk to us. Eh? Three times he don't say it, you ain't going to believe this. Then why are you telling us if we ain't going to believe it? All right? No, I'm just messing with you. Everything is possible. I know you're not here. I did my research. Yeah, I know you are bringing the facts here. That's why. And just for full disclosure, I don't talk to the guests prior to them being on the show, so they don't know what I'm going to ask. You know what I mean? And the reason why I do that, Mr. Michael, is very, very simple. If you know your story, there is nothing you have to get ready for. You understand?
Correct.
Because it's your story. So I shouldn't have to give you a pre-interview to tell you what I'm going to talk about. No, I'm going to ask you your story. If it's your story, then there is not. You should be able to answer every question I got about your story. So that's where it goes. So we believe your story. So let's keep going, Mr. Bike. Okay, we even passed the 30 minutes, but we're gonna just run this to 60 minutes if you don't mind, because we need to get this
I'm gonna give the listeners everything they need and extra and some more.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's go, brother.
So October 6th, went to my stepmom. Said, Mike, you need to know your mother. Good. First time I met my stepmom, October 5th, came into the United States, October 6th. It was a Saturday. So we went into the neighborhood, don't know what she looked like, don't know the house. We have an idea, the community. I'm door to door knocking. Do you know this lady? 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 I ran into one guy. He said, well, we are not friends right now, but I can point you to the house where she lives at. So he walked a little bit, said, well, I'm not going to get any further, but she lives in this house, I believe. So we walked, knocked, She opened the door. As a matter of fact, my brother opened the door. But she never knew who I was. Stepmom walked in. They chit-chat for a good 10, 15 minutes. And then she said, "Here's your last born."
And,
13 years old.
And what was her response?
It was like, wow. She was like, wow, my, you know, my last one, you know, my little one, love you so much and stuff like that. And I was just kind of like frozen because I was like, okay, is this real? Do I accept? Do I reject? It was a mix of emotions at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, at this point, I'm already dried up. Like I'm already like dried up, grown up, just, I lost hope at one point.
Mm-hmm.
So
because you're 13 right now. So, I mean, it's you're not fully mature just yet. You know what I mean?
Yes. So she does speak. So she does speak a little bit of Creole. But going back for people who's like, OK, why? What's the motivation for you to speak extra languages? So it's one of them. So reason number one, I challenge myself to learn it so that way I can communicate with it.
Uh-huh.
Number two, when I was in the retail world making chump change, I said to myself, Mike, you need to be competent. You need to become competent. And being competent means stop telling people, I went through this or the world is against me. No, no, no. You need to show people that, hey, if they put 1,000 men here, I'm going to come out as number one.
Mm.
That's it. No one care for you and no one's going to care about your story. You need to strap up. You need to work hard. As a matter of fact, you should be working much harder than everybody else. So every night I would learn 5 words, 10 words, and I would make sure I know all of, you know, short pants, long shirt, blue shirt, red shirt. So I would make sure I know everything to the store because when the Brazilians come, I want all of them to come to me. I want to be that guy to relate to them. You know, that of course, Florida is a very large Spanish population. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what? What I'm going to do is I need to learn much faster, much quicker, but what's going to make them go come to me versus somebody who's native, who's fluent in Spanish better than I am? Mm-hmm. The only thing I have is I need to start smiling a lot more and I need to be the best. I need to be genuine with people. See, once you're genuine, people feel it. You can't buy that. So I didn't want to do it just for the sales. I did not want to do it just for the job, but it was a relationship. So I became good at connecting with people. And as I'm learning and I'm doing personal growth, which obviously no one really focuses on that in the corporate America, mm-hmm. I was just growing internally, which creates like my growth just separates myself from the rest of the people. So that was one of my motivations.
Wow, that's powerful. Now, see, that's good because I love this transition because now we've going back from where it all began to where we are now to getting to the point of why success exists in your life. Now, you said some very good things. You said that you want it to be the best and you know, out of many, you know, and a lot of times and what I always tell people, there is no competition. You only compete against yourself. If you're trying to compete against somebody else, then guess what? That means that you can only be as great as they are. But if you competing against yourself, then you can be the limits unlimitable. You know, I think I just made that word up, but there is no limits to your success. You see what I'm saying? And I love the beauty of that, of like what you're saying. And what I want to get to now, you come off as a very people person for those that have met and you know your stuff. And one thing I always tell people, Mike, is that you are always selling. You know what I mean? Every person you meet, you selling. You're selling yourself. You're selling your idea. You're selling your presence. You know, if you're talking to a hot chick, you selling yourself to see if she want to date you, whatever it is. But you are always selling, right or wrong, right?
Right. On point.
So let's talk about how success happened in your life and how important it is to, one, being a people person, two, the art of the sale.
Well, first of all, people don't really care about what you have. They do care about how you make them feel.
Mm.
Secondly, no one wants to buy, but everyone likes to own.
Woo, woo. Y'all got y'all pens out because he dropping them nuggets right now. Y'all got them pens out? Y'all heard what he said, right? Say it again. Say that second one because I don't think they heard that. Everyone, what? I'm sorry?
No one likes to buy, but everyone likes to own.
Boy, you better preach up here. Say it for the people in the back of the church because I don't think they heard it. Those people over there. Go ahead,
brother. No one likes to buy. Everyone likes to own.
Wow. Explain that.
See, when people don't want to feel, it's just kind of like when you go to someone's house, this is mine. I did this. This is the trophy. I won this. I bought this purse. You see this watch over here? It's $10,000. Like people, they feel like once they, during that transaction, they feel like I am getting not just a great deal, but I'm getting something valuable. And the person that transmitting that energy to me makes me feel like, hey, you're one of a kind. And not everybody has what you have.
Mm-hmm.
That's what people want to have, is the experience when they're buying. So if you're talking from the head, you're not going to win your clients. You want to speak from the heart. People buy you before they buy your product.
Ooh, woo! Y'all see how he on fire now? Y'all see how he transitioned from that little kid to now he just dropping them diamonds like he a rapper. I'm about to throw a beat up in here and just let him keep talking. You know what I mean? Go ahead, bro.
If I had that talent to say, man, I would be a bad boy.
I ain't mad at you. You'd be rapping in all these damn languages. People just have to be there to get their books out and stuff.
But you know, it's very important that people need to understand. You need to, you know, I was a nightmare selling a dream at one point in my life, and I had to make a decision. Says Mike, you're selling a dream, but you're looking like a nightmare. Be real with yourself. You're fake.
Ooh. How did that feel, Mike?
It was a hard one. It was a hard one.
I like how Mike did that politically correct, y'all. It was a hard one.
Yes.
Go ahead, brother.
You know, it's when you're speaking to someone and they're like, "What? What are you saying? I don't understand you." And you just realize how bad you are at speaking. You realize how bad your English is. And I said to myself, man, this is a hard feeling. And I learned from a mentor. He said, if you want to become a great speaker, you need to go in front of the mirror. If you want to be the best at presenting, you need to present to you in the mirror. So I said, okay, let me do that. When I looked at myself in the mirror beam, I said, wow, this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. When I looked in the mirror, I saw everything that is wrong, every fault that I have, everything that I can't do. And I couldn't look at myself in the mirror and speak consistently looking at myself. So I learned what looking at myself in the mirror. If you can't sell yourself, you're wasting your time selling other people because you're not going to go any further.
Very powerful. If you can't sell yourself, you're wasting your time selling other people. Ooh, that is deep. Go on, brother. You're just dropping these bombs right now. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, yeah. My presentations, when I'm doing my presentation, I let people know everything that I'm be talking about is fully transparent. And I'm going to show you everything that I'm talking about. Second of all, at the end of it, you don't have to buy what I have. You can get up and leave at any point during my presentation if you don't feel like you need to listen to me. But I know what I have is the best thing sliced bread. Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about. So let's get into putting this book together and speaking in front of audience. How did you get to the point, you know, you say looking in the mirror, you know, begin to help you become that great speaker that you are today? So how do you translate your powerful story to those that are sitting in those seats so that they can then, you know, because people buy from people they like, know, and trust. Okay. And people only want to buy something that makes them feel good, make them look good, make them smell good, or make them appear good to others. If it doesn't hit one of those qualifications, they usually don't go after it. So how do you take what you have been through and put that into something that others can learn and then replicate, because no one can duplicate your life, but they can replicate your story. And when I say replicate your story, I mean like the successes in your life, you know, because the goal is each one teaches one. And, you know, any mentor, any coach, any speaker, the goal is to help people not make the same mistakes that you have made. That's even the goal of this show. We want to bring in people so they can hear them tell their story. That's why I went after your story more so than anything, because that's what people can relate to.
Yes. And the people buy from who they like and who they trust. They feel like there's some type of bridge built between each other. And the keyword is relatability. You need to relate with people. I'm not talking about if I'm talking to Beanie, he said he has three sons and I don't have no kids, and I'm lying to him saying I have three sons. No, that's not relatability. You need to find common ground. The person, you find out that person's love to vacate, great. We can talk about, if that's something that you have in common, great. You can talk about vacations. Where have you been? What some of the countries have you been? Or if you're not the person who's been going on vacations, maybe you can ask them some information of where they have been, the experience. Oh, I would love to go to these are some of the places that I'm interested in going to. That's amazing. So we use something called, I can give a little bit of blueprints for anyone who's probably like, okay, how do I even, if you're an introvert and you create all these excuses for yourself, it's totally fine. An introvert, at any moment, you can switch that and you can switch back on. A lot of celebrities, they're not extroverted. They turn on the personality on and then they turn it off. So I use FORM. So when you're talking to people, you want to hit family. F stands for family. O stands for occupation. R stands for recreation. M stands for money or motivation. So you want to hit this top, you know, these different topics, you know, when you're talking to people. So just like we're sitting at the restaurant eating, I'm usually, if it's a hostess or whatever, I'm giving little small compliments here and there. You know, I'm throwing a little bit of, I use my language, you know, we speak different language. I'm finding common ground. I'm building that rapport with them. So that way they feel like, hey, we are moving from a stranger to an acquaintance and then to a possible friend, maybe a possible business transaction. But I am creating that trust, let them, hey, my hands are up. I don't need anything from you, but we do have some things in common, but I want to make you feel important as you're here. Mm-hmm. I need to be that difference maker versus everyone that walks into the restaurant. And why? My head almost got cut off. Why? I learned not to ever treat anyone down. Why? Because I have to be genuine. That's the only way to be. Why? Going back to all the things I went through, the promise that I made, if I can befriend everyone, if I can be the most liked or friendliest person, then I can win most people than other people. And at the end of it all, people do business with who they like and trust. And it needs to be genuine. I'm not saying to go out there and just for the dollar signs, you're trying to make friends. No, if you are true to yourself and you discover the gifts that you have and you truly share that passion with other people, they will always come to you. Don't chase the sale. Chase relationship. Build relationships. See, people quit on a business. They don't quit on a friend.
I like that. Don't chase the sale, chase the relationship. That's powerful, brother. I like that.
Yes, sir.
The difference maker. Man, you don't even understand how powerful that is. I hope y'all taking notes right here, because I'm telling you, I'm on the show and I'm talking to him, but I'm actually got my pen out and I'm taking notes, because I believe you can always learn. I don't matter how successful I become, there's something you can learn from everybody. And I hope that you guys are understanding here. So tell us where you're at now in this life. We got about 10 minutes left. Tell us where you're at now. And if people want to get in touch with you per se, how can you help them be great?
So there's different aspects. So right now in my life, I'm building my brand. And I am bigger than just a business person. I'm in a growth stage. I don't know it all. I'm not 100% perfect individual. I'm a growth stage, but at the same time, I am magnifying my brand. On a financial level, I know how to do this part. Anyone that is looking for other ways to add income to their, you know, extra or even grow tremendously, I can probably say I've been able to help more than over 20 individuals hit go from regular W-2s to making multiple six figures per year. One of them has made over $1 million with me in the 12-month calendar. I do have a financial services platform that I offer services, and I help individuals on a credit side of things, helping them remove negative items. But at the same time, they can build their own agency from anywhere around the world where they don't need to be at a physical office space. They could use their home as a business office. So it creates that flexibility. It doesn't have to be anything crazy. It could be part-time, spare time. So that's what I'm creating right now. I'm on a mission right now to create, within the platform that I'm serving right now, to create more than 1,000 six and seven figure earners. We're going to get there. We're going to get there. So like you said, each one teach one. So 20 is good. It's fine. But I want to outdo what Mike thinks he can do.
I
want to outdo what I think I can do.
So
there's no competition. It's not even about human beings. I want to make the next 5 years, whatever I've done in impact of the people, minute to my, like, I want to make my now look like very less than 1% what my next 5 years is going to be. Impacting people, changing people's life, not motivating people. No, making a change in their life, doing something, making that transition to their life. Instead of just motivating. The motivation is like taking a shot. You take one and then you don't need to take one out in the afternoon, in the next day, right? But a clear step by step. Last but not least, I do have an audio that the audio is coming up. It's already done. It's going to be on my site that's being in construction now. It's almost done. But, you know, we're going to transition, and I'm willing to, you know, people that reach out to me in DM, I would sit there and answer DMs. I'm a regular human being. That's one thing you're gonna find. Mike down the streets, Mike with a suit, without the suit, it's gonna be the same Mike Burgos. Not the Mike Burgos on the radio. No, it's the same Mike you're gonna get. It may take me time to get to your DM. I will get to it. I will answer you. That is a fact that you get from me. I will give you the advice because I'm you.
Very, very powerful, man. I'm loving this, man. We're getting down to about the last 5 minutes, Mike. I could have talked to you for like about 100 days, man, because your story is so incredible. Here's what I want to do, though, because we like to give back on this show. What we're going to do is, what is your Instagram?
So my Instagram is going to be iIndependent, M as in Mike. M as in Mike, A Apple, right? Did I say right? No.
Yeah.
So it's going to be I.
Say it what it is first. It's I am Burgos.
So I am Mike. Let me see. So now you got me overthinking now.
Yeah, you got me confused too. I'm like, hold on. You know what I mean? Okay, I know what it is, but he's making it more difficult.
Yeah, so it's I am Mike Burgos. So it's two M. So IMMIKE. No, IAMMIKEBURGOS.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to help Mike with this. He's good, but he ain't good at telling you about his Instagram.
IAMMIKEBURGOS.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to give you this in English because I'm not sure what language he was just speaking. But here it is what it is, ladies. It's IAM Mike Burgos. Okay, so it's IAMMIKEBURGOS. So basically, I am Mike Burgos, ladies and gentlemen. That's what he was trying to say, but he speaks so many languages he didn't know which one he wanted to speak today. Okay, for
That's
his
right.
Instagram. Okay. Okay. So here's what we want to do. We want to give four lucky winners a copy of Mike's book, and he didn't know this. Is what we just telling him live on the air so we can hold him accountable.
That was a good one. How about that? I'll make it 10.
Whoa. See, that's a given, brother. That's a given, brother. So here's all you got to do, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to go to I Am Mike Burgos, right? And you're going to like his Instagram. You're going to like him and you're going to follow him. Okay. And then we're not going to let Mike pick the winners because he might be picking his cousins, his uncles and his peoples to give the book to. So we're going to make Mike send us the book and then we're going to send the book to you, ladies and gentlemen. He's going to sign them and we're going to because we don't want Mike picking his homies. Talk some. Yeah, I gave it to 10 people, Benny. No, we ain't doing that. I'm just messing with you, Michael. But yeah, that's how we want to make sure that it you know, none of his homies be like, hey, Mike. Say I pick you. We already know we got Mike got about 67,000 people following him. So we only for the next 24 hours after you hit his interview. You know what I mean? We're going to go and we're going to end it. We're going to look on the people who's following him from today. And then we're going to pick 10 winners to receive an autographed copy of the book. Does that sound good, Mike?
Fair enough to me.
All right. And we going to make sure that he don't pick his cousins. So we going to give you the books and we'll pick the winners. Okay. And we appreciate that, Mike. Mike, what is your, before we get out of here, what is, or what do you want to be your legacy?
Wow. Mike Burgos is definitely going to be in the, that story. I want it to be into motion pictures at some point. It will be. We'll put it into existence. It will be. But I want to liberate other people, not just financially. I want to unlock people's brain and let them understand the power, the diamond that they are. Into different facets, you know, of life. And through be that example that other people would follow and use to actually get up there. Like, you know, the Les Brown has done, all the greats have done. But, you know, on the business side of things, it's always growth for me. It's always about getting into different industries that I maybe not thinking right now and just going outside of the box. So that is that's what I would say in one sentence. But more importantly, I think it's about people to me. I think what like everything that I do, it's all about people for me. It's all about what can I do for them? Instead of what they can do for me. Mm-hmm. So I want my grandkids to be able to say, well, grandpa didn't leave us a sad story, but grandpa impacted life and he left some good stuff for us. That's what we want. You know, when we talk about legacy, people need to see that, well, this name is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
This guy lived a purposeful life, not just played around. No, he lived a purposeful life. We only have, you know, me and you, we only have a few summers to live and everybody in this call. You have a few summers and a few Christmas to celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
If we are lucky.
Absolutely. And Mike, what is your final words?
The final word is be undeniable. Don't wait for the opportunity to come. Take the opportunity. Kick the door, break the door down, and grab the opportunity. So go to the manager and say, look, I'm the best guy you're going to hire. Hire me today. You don't have to pay me for 1 week. Try me.
Mm.
Guys, go out there and bet on yourself. Don't go out there and ask, you shall receive. No. Go take. That's what I want you to do. Go take that opportunity. Go walk into the audition. Walk into the music studio. Go fail forward. Everybody look down here. Go tell Mike Berger said, just go and ask. I'm taking your phone number. If it's a woman that you want, go make that decision. Take her and stop asking her out. Go take her, period.
Mm.
Go take your money. Go take your life. Go take your success. That's what you got to take action. Don't sit on your couch. Get off and just go straight and get it done. Mm. Don't take no finances. So be undeniable. You can't deny me. You're going to stop me if you feel like, but I'm going to go around, under, over. I'm going to finally go through it. But they say if you don't go through it, you won't get to it.
Ooh, you better preach. We ain't even know Mike was a preacher. You know what I mean? I just want y'all to understand that. You know, we just found that out today. All right? So... Mike, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that? All right. And don't give your phone number to 3 million people. Okay. So if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
So, my Instagram is IAMMIKEBURGOS. Hit my DM or you can reach me here on my iCloud. Ready for this?
Yeah. Go ahead.
M itaubergos@icloud.com.
Okay. That's what we like, ladies and gentlemen. Like I say, what we're going to do, the contest will begin. We're going to send him an audio clip of this interview. When you see that appear on his page, that's when the contest begins. And for 24 hours, you just have to like his page and follow him. And we will then, over at Bashani Radio, we will pick 10 winners to receive an autograph copy of the book and reach out to them. And will you be appearing anywhere? And I know a lot of people haven't been doing a lot of performance, you know, things on stage and the COVID and whatnot, but will you be appearing in any cities around the country?
Yes. I will be in Houston very soon. Expanding will be in Orlando area, Boston area.
So they'll be able to find that out, but just following your Instagram. Is that the understanding?
Yes, yes. So I'll be doing like a few cities. I'll be going to different cities, talking, you know, financial educations in different cities. So I'm actually really, really focused on the Texas area. So if you're in Texas, if you're in Houston, Texas, you're in Dallas, Texas, and you're looking to grow, you're looking to do an exit or, you know, take care, add some extra and come to you. I mean, you get to work with me personally. I'm looking for a brand new group of people that I'm willing to mentor, take them to the next level in my endeavor. And that's going to be a decision that they will make once they meet me, they see the plan, if that's something that they want to do. So that's the mission that I'm on right now. But also, like I said, you know, your people are my family. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure that I give them at least a word or two. It doesn't, you know, outside of just finance and business relations.
Oh, very, very powerful. Mike, we really appreciate you, brother, for coming on the Benny Randall Show, where we believe it's their business to know. And ladies and gentlemen, if you missed any part of this interview, the beauty of being in your phone and online is that you can just hit record. I mean, not hit record. You can hit rewind and go right back to the beginning and listen to it as many times as you want. So make sure you download the app at Bashani Radio. That way you can binge listen to all the shows that we have. We have this show. We have about 20, 30 other beautiful, powerful shows where people are dropping information just like this on a daily basis. All right. So we want to make sure you have all the tools that you need. So download the free app and make sure that now we have a feedback button. So all you have to do is inside the app, hit feedback, and then all you talk back, and you'll be able to leave a 60-second voicemail message for any of the hosts of any of the shows, and we'll make sure they get that. And who knows, you just may hear yourself, you know, being broadcast around the world as they answer your question for any of their shows. So make sure you check that out. It's a very powerful feature. People been having fun, and you get to hear your voice broadcast globally around the world. Okay. So whether you like the show or you don't like the show, you want to, you know, the only thing you can't do, you can't curse people out. Okay. Because we're going to bleep that. All right. But you can stake your opinions, but you can't be cursing people out on the voicemail like we had some people like, you know. We love that you're passionate about the show, but, you know, some things we got to keep correct. All right. You know what I mean? You ain't at your house. Okay. All right. We love you. Until next time, ladies and gentlemen, once again, I want to thank you, Mike, for being on the Benny Randall Show. We're going to have to bring him back because we ain't even get halfway into the book or anything like that. So we definitely going to have him back again right here on the Benny Randall Show. So if you want a copy of that book, I know it's 3 million people, but we're not giving out 3 million books. Okay. That's just not happening. Not in this world. All right. All right. But 10 lucky people. So remember, the early bird gets the worm. You got 24 hours. We will send him a link. Not a link. We're going to send him an audio clip, and he's going to post it on this thing. When he posts that, that's when the 24 hours begin. You begin to like and follow. We'll pick 10 people out of that and then go from there, ladies and gentlemen. And that's for all our people. We want to welcome our listeners in Germany. We have a lot of listeners that now are in India. We have people in Russia, And some of these places, we got listeners. I didn't even know they speak English, but they have to, or somebody translating, because we ain't translating it. So, but whatever.
The beautiful thing is I can always flow in multiple languages. So most of the Europe part, we can always cover that in any moment.
That's why we love you, brother. That's why we love you, man. We appreciate you.
We're going global.
And we are already global, bro. That's what we doing up in this pace. All right, ladies and gentlemen, until next time, make sure you join it. This show was sponsored by Vinoy. They're launching on October 1st, and it's the type of entertainment company that you want to be a part of. So make sure you go over to Vinoy.com, and it's going to be an amazing. We thank them for their sponsorship. Over here, and like next time, we'll be right back at this back channel next week right here on the Benny Randall Show. And for all the ladies, make sure you catch me late night tonight on the Benny Love Show, where we talk about love, relationships, and all your things, girl. You know what we do over there, right? All right, until next time, make sure you love yourself, and remember, I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, good night.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
You're listening to The Benny Randall Show.
He's a very brilliant man.
It's not a game, it's a lifestyle. Exclusively on the Shawnee Radio app.
Download free for your iPhone and Android in the App Store.